Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play too. So excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week. So he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed. So feel really good about where he's at.
There you have it. Zach Taylor telling you Joe Flacco will be starting for the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday as they travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers, a team that Joe Flacco beat as a Cleveland Brown quarterback.
I would say Jimmy Schwartz and the defense beat him, holding them to 10 points and block and the special teams.
Yes.
But,
This is an interesting set of circumstances.
I mean, Browning's been horrible, but Browning is at least, I mean, he's Flacco with a little bit more mobility.
Yeah, because the O-line
stinks. Either one could throw three picks a game.
Yeah.
And it's a bad O-line, and they can't run the ball at all. And Cleveland was just getting a run game going. This is very odd to me, other than, okay, he knows this opponent. And, I mean, I can get being so sort of frustrated with Browning, especially when he's looked serviceable in the past. But how do you go from Browning to late-stage career over Browning? They've got the same warts.
It doesn't make any sense. Joe's got 8 turnovers in 4 games. Like, you can say, oh, he's got better weapons. Well, his offensive line is even worse.
Right.
He's going to get the,
worse run game.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Bengals can't run the ball at all.
Is Joe going to last to Thanksgiving when they come to Baltimore?
Come on. Joe can play the Ravens 3 times. Let's go.
Jeez. I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to happen.
Let's head to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. That's a 1:00 start. Mike Tomlin says Dylan Gabriel is a more experienced rookie.
Obviously, last week, they went to Dylan Gabriel. This guy's a unique rookie. First of all, he's 25 years old, Hawaii native. He's a year older than Herbert, to put perspective on it. He's a 6-year college player. He threw for over 18,000 yards in college, 55 touchdowns, 32 interceptions in terms of a TD to interception ratio. And so I think that in-helmet perspective, you can't put a price tag on. He also threw for 10,000-plus yards in high school. And so he is a rookie new to the National Football League, but this guy's thrown the football around a lot. He's older and more experienced than most rookies. I think timely processing is his superpower, and I think his experience and that superpower has been on display. And I think those are one of the central reasons why they went to him. He's able to function with fluidity in an effort to minimize negativity when passing. They play a lot through their running back and their running game anyway. And so we got a big challenge dealing with them this week.
I'm surprised he didn't go over his middle school stats.
Dude, I would just say.
In his under 10 team, he threw for 20 touchdowns.
To push back slightly on Mike T in the role of Dylan Gabriel's agent, he was draft eligible like 4 years ago.
Yes.
And he finally got drafted when he's 26.
Yes.
By a team that seemed like they really kind
of
didn't want to take a quarterback last year so they could wait till another draft
Jason,
to take one higher.
And then they took 2.
The in-helmet perspective that he got with all of those college games.
Yes, a lot of reps.
Invaluable.
He's also 5'3".
He's short.
He's
and older than Herbert. Yeah.
He's smallish.
And Herbert's played how many pro games and has thrown for more yards before the age of 27 than anybody?
But what did
and
he
this
do
guy in, is about to play his second game.
What did he do in high school, Jason?
Oh, I think he was pretty good. Yeah. I think he was pretty good in high school.
By the way, Shador is now the backup in Cleveland with
it could be the Zap treatment. Man, though. Yeah. You could get Zap. Bailey Zappe. Right? Is it Bailey Zappe on the
he
practice squad?
He is on the practice squad, yes.
This stat blows me away, though. The Steelers
have... More than those stats that Mike Tomlin just rattled off about Dillon Gabriel?
Honestly, it does. The Steelers have won 21 straight regular season games at home against the Browns. 21 straight.
Steelers money line.
But he's never beaten Dillon Gabriel.
He has not. never encountered a quarterback as unique as Dillon Gabriel.
And Harbs is good after
a bye. This ain't no Johnny Manziel.
Tomlin's good after a bye, 14-4.
And Tomlin's really good against rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Harb's good against rookie.
But this is not your usual rookie. He's almost 40. Yes. And he's got a million snaps. Yes. This is not your usual rookie.
He played on varsity as an eighth grader, Jason.
They'll find a way. I think the Steelers will find a way.
So Steelers and Browns.
Could be a
Sunday,
struggle. Could be an epic struggle.
Yeah, I think he's in for a long day. He being Dillon Gabriel. Coming up next. Time for some bounce back, fall back. Bone asses questions we answer next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.